Beautiful, wonderful Sunday. Lord, it's not a day of religion, it's not a day of routine, but God, today is our day of relationship with you. Today, Father, is our intimacy day with you. So God, we ask, Lord, that whatever you want us to receive today, Lord, let it be received in the name of Jesus. Father, whatever you want us to hear today, let it be heard in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare and decree our minds, our hearts, our spirits are open to hear and receive the word of God. And Father, we say thank you. As a body, we say thank you. Lord, we say thank you for keeping us this week. Thank you, Lord, for saving our bodies, God. Thank you for keeping our minds, God. And Lord, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Stay standing. We're going to jump right into the scripture this morning. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. This is the modern English version. And I just want to, let's go ahead and read this in concert as a body. Amen. Let's begin. But you, when you pray, enter your closet. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Today I'm bringing you the message, the seed sown in the secret place. The seed sown in the secret place. Saints of God, there is something that the body of Christ is missing today. There is something that as saved people, we are missing today. And we get the routine of church down. We get the routine of going to Starbucks in the morning, grabbing our donut and grabbing our coffee. They got the new holiday flavors out that I cannot pronounce. Amen. And we have our routines down. We got our hair looking nice. We have our nice shoes on. We went to the store on Saturday night and we got our nice shoe game on fleek in the name of Jesus. We come to church and we say hi and we say, God bless you today. And I'm so excited to be here. And the ladies got their makeup on and the men got their hair all splashed up with the doodad. But there has been something that we've been missing in the body of Christ. And I come to declare to you today, it's the secret place. The secret place has been missing. And I want to teach you what Jesus said about the secret place. Are you ready this morning? Put the scripture back on the screen in the name of Jesus. Jesus says, but you. This was Jesus preaching on the mountain, I feel the Lord. He was preaching to a multitude of people. And then Jesus talked to them and said, but you. Turn to your neighbor and say, he's talking to me. Yeah, so you can't get away from this scripture this morning. You can't say this scripture wasn't for you. It's Jesus said, but you. Okay? But you. So, amen, we received that. And then Jesus says, when you pray. Now, what I want you to see there is Jesus did not say, if you pray. When you pray over your meal. No. Jesus didn't say nothing. Jesus didn't say when you feel like praying the most. Jesus didn't say when your pastor told you to pray. Jesus didn't say when turmoil came. But Jesus said when you pray. Jesus was teaching his followers that prayer is a part of our lifestyle of following Christ. That prayer is not an option to the Christian believer today. Prayer is not an option for us, saints of God. Prayer is not an extracurricular activity, saints of God. But prayer is a recommended routine source that Jesus wants us to draw from at all times. Jesus said, when you pray, not if you pray. See, you have to realize, saints of God, today, prayer is a necessity for our spiritual lives. Prayer is the oxygen to your spirit man. If you are prayerless, then you are breathless. And how can we run the race that the Bible tells us? The Bible tells us, let us run this race with endurance. How can we run the race with endurance when we are breathless as Christians? When we are prayerless, you are breathless. No, if it convicts you, just keep on saying amen. Because the Lord was teaching me this. It was convicting me too. Because prayer is like oxygen to your spirit, man. Just imagine if you did not breathe for the next 10 minutes. Somebody would pass out. And we would have to resurrect you through the power of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So just as you breathing is a necessity, I need you to see this morning that Jesus is saying prayer is a necessity to your spirit, man. It is not an option. It is not an extracurricular activity that you can just go, oh, that was fun. It is a necessity to your spiritual life. I feel the Lord on that. You have to understand, saints of God, prayer is the prep work for your faith. I'm going to say that again. Prayer is the prep work for your faith. Without prayer, you cannot move in faith. We're having purpose groups on Wednesday nights, and we're going over crazy faith. And we talked about the foundation last week. And are you guys enjoying purpose groups? Wow, it's amazing. We got hyped last week. It was awesome. We dove deep to the Portal Potty Foundation. Amen. But what you got to understand is that you can have a foundation and you can leap out in faith. But if you don't have prayer, you did not do the prep work to build the steps to accomplish the steps of faith. I want you to imagine this morning, saints of God, you trying to build a house without doing any prep work, without drawing any plans, without buying any supplies, without buying the right screws, without getting the right tools. Your house would be a mess and it would fall over, even though you stepped out in faith and you built the house, because there was no prep work, it would still fail. And so many times as Christians, we step out in faith, but because there's been no prep work of prayer, our acts of faith fail. So I come to declare to you this morning, prayer is not an option, but prayer is a necessity for your spirit, man. I feel Jesus on that. You see, Pastor Owen Carr says, a day without prayer is a boast against God. It is saying, God, I didn't need you today, so I didn't call on you. A day without prayer, I need you to see this morning, saints of God, that a day without prayer is you boasting you didn't need God. That's how serious God sees prayer for our lives. Now, I'm not talking about praying over your food. Come on, that's a religious routine blessing. Amen. But I'm talking about talking with Jesus. I'm talking about meeting with Jesus. Jesus said, when you pray. Not just if you pray. When you pray. Jesus is telling us it is a necessity. And a day without prayer is a day of boasting, saying you didn't need him on that day. Saints of God, we can't be so caught up that we don't call on him. Even when the day is good, we still got to call on him and say, thank you, Lord. Come on, if you don't know how to be Pentecostal, just start in your car, put on some Marvin Sapp. Never would have made it without you. Would have lost it all. Now I see. Okay. But you were there for me. Just start in your car first, and you could be Pentecostal up in here. Amen. Come on, it's all right. Sometimes when your day is good, you gotta, I never would have made it without you today, God. I would have lost my mind. I would have cussed that person out. I would have punched him in the face. But now I see that you stepped in front of me and you stopped me. You prevented me from making that mistake again. So I'm pulling my pants off. When the day is good, you need prayer. When the day is bad, you need prayer. I'm talking about a prayer. Oh, I feel Jesus. Are you having fun today? Ooh, I feel Jesus. I'm talking about a prayer like that says, Lord, even though today sucked, even though my boss got on my last nerve today, even though I didn't feel you today, even though, Lord, I didn't see you move today, God, I'm coming to you in prayer because I cannot go a day without talking to my Savior who laid his life down for my spirit, who laid his life down for me. I cannot go a day without praying. Jesus says, when you pray, I cannot wake up and not give God thanks. I cannot make it through my job and not say, thank you, Lord. I cannot make it through family Thanksgiving and not say, thank you, God, for keeping my sanity. Jesus said, when you pray. When you pray, when you pray, when you pray, when you pray, when you pray. Pastor David, are you going to preach one verse the entire time? Yes, because I need you to get this. When you pray. Prayer is not an option. I need you to see that. And prayer is your prep work. All throughout the Bible, we see prayer as a prep work. Daniel prayed 3 times a day, and with faith, through God, he overcame the lion's den. We see that Jesus was a man of prayer. The Bible says he withdrew often to a wilderness secret place, and that's what he did before he walked on water. You see, we speak about Jesus walking on water, but what you got to realize is before he walked on water, he was in the prayer closet. He was praying to his Father. Even though he was the Son of God, he was still fully man. So Jesus set the example for our Christian walk that prayer is the prep work for your steps of faith. Some of you this morning have been leaving to step out on a step of faith, but Jesus says, I need you to withdraw for a moment. I need you to withdraw from some of those friends for a moment. I need you to withdraw from those video games for a moment. I need you to withdraw from the crazy day for a moment, and I need you just to talk to me. I need you just to speak to me. I need you just to be honest with me. I don't need you to be fake in my presence. I don't need you to be with a mask in my prep work, but I need you vulnerable in my presence. Prayer is your prep work. I feel Jesus in this place. And all throughout the Bible, you will see that. I'm not speaking anything that's untrue. I'm speaking Bible this morning. We see all throughout the Bible, prayer is the prep work for your faith. Mighty God. So there is nothing, saints of God, more refreshing than prayer. There is nothing more filling than prayer. If you have never prayed to God in the secret place, I implore you, I beg of you, give it a shot. Just give it a shot for 30 minutes. And even though you may not feel him the first time, I need you to know he's there. And I'm going to prove it to you in just a moment, but he's there. And when you try it the first time, when you try it the second time, when you try it the third time, you'll begin to get refreshed and refueled. Because what you got to know is that this whole thing with God is not a religious thing. It's a relationship thing. On my first date with my wife, I was a little uncomfortable because I was trying to impress. I was trying to make sure my hair was nice, my breath smelled good, make sure I got the wallet full of cash. Come on, single man, you know what I'm talking about. I was trying to impress a little bit, so I picked her up. And we weren't at the same level we are now. If you stop at one day, you can never go past the surface. We have so many Christians who have tried Jesus one time, who have tried service one time, who have tried the secret place one time. And I want to encourage you this morning, if it's been uncomfortable, keep on going on the dates with Jesus. Keep on seeking him in the secret place of the Most High. Because when you abide in the secret place, he says, I will cover you with my wings. It may not be comfortable at first, but the more you seek him, the more you become comfortable in the secret place. I need you to get this morning, saints of God. If you don't get nothing, get this. You need to pray. Yes. Mighty God, Jesus. Woo, you need to pray. Now listen, sometimes when you pray, it sounds like you a baby going blah, 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 blah. But because God is a good father, he knows and understands what you need. Paul says that the Holy Spirit speaks utterances for us. When you are groaning and moaning in the presence of God and you got no words to say, the Holy Spirit will come up out of you and speak the prayer for you. That's why you need the Holy Spirit in your prayers. You don't need religion, routine in your prayers, but you need the Holy Spirit in your prayers because we're talking about relationship. Someone say relationship. All throughout the Bible, Jesus came to break the routine of religion, and he came to introduce relationship. There is nothing more refreshing than prayer. There's nothing more filling than prayer. And just as you take time to talk to someone and develop relationships with them, you need time to talk to God and to develop relationships with him. You can never develop a relationship unless you talk. Can you imagine if you went on a date with someone and you just sat there and stared? How many knows it's awkward? All of y'all just they're like, oh, it's Pastor David, don't look at me. The same is with your relationship with God. You have to see that God is not a religious figure, but he is a real, he is a good, and he is a living God who seeks communion with you. So you've got to know, I need relationship with my Father. And to start and build relationship, I need to speak to him, and you speak to him through prayer. Jesus also teaches us in the Bible that some spiritual warfare cannot be overcome unless you have prayed and fasted. Right. That's in Matthew chapter 17. I implore you to read it. That the disciples could not cast out a demon. And Jesus said, this one can't come out except by prayer and by fasting. There are some things you are facing in your life, and I need you to know that your secret place prayer is what was meant to give you the strength you needed to overcome. And so many Christians don't overcome spiritual warfare because of not praying in the secret place. Come on, that's good. Many people will think spiritual warfare is fake. Right. But if I were to come to your house and watch you watch scary movies, you don't know that you're opening up doors to the enemy. I have a friend of mine who used to come to church all the time. And he doesn't know that he's opening up doors to the spiritual realm. And in his house, he's going through a lot of things right now, and he don't know it's a spiritual attack. There are some things in your life that did come that was a spiritual attack. And the weapons you need, the power you need, the strength you need was in prayer.
Yeah.
It's in prayer. Someone say, it's in prayer.
It's in prayer.
Watch this. You see, prayer is your power source. When you are prayerless, you are powerless.
Right.
You want the strength to overcome, you need to go pray. You want the strength to stand bold, you need to go pray. With prayer, you are dependent upon God. Without prayer, you are independent upon yourself. Come on, somebody. And you're independent and you're depending upon what the world can do for you. But with prayer, you are dependent upon God. Prayer says, Lord, I can't do this by myself. But prayer says, God, I invite you into the middle of this situation. That's why prayer cannot be a religious routine activity. Jesus says later in this verse, they think God hears them because of vain repetitions. What's vain repetitions? It was a religious routine. Lord, thank you for this day. Bless me in Jesus' name. Amen. That's not prayer. That's religion. That's religious routine. And Jesus said right here, look, actually, they don't have verse 7. I'm going to read verse 7 to you. But when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do. Jesus was saying, let's get over the religious routine here. And let's get into the relationship here. You see, you have to understand the importance of prayer. Prayer should never be an act of religious routine, but it should be an act of intimate relationship with God. Because I'm in love with Him, I want to spend time with Him and speak to Him. Because I love my wife, we wanted to go out on date night. And we budgeted and make it happen. Just as you make it happen when you're in relationship, you got to make it happen when you're in relationship with God. Sometimes you got to say, I'm setting aside an appointment for some time with God. Someone say, make it happen.
Make it happen.
Oh, I'm preaching this morning. You see, a lot of times the Bible says in Philippians 4 to pray about everything. The Bible says. Bible says, pray about everything, which means there is nothing too large for God. There is nothing too small for God. If you want wisdom about the relationship, go pray about it. If you want your family saved and healed, go pray about it. Now, Pastor David, prayer is not that powerful. Prayer is that powerful because when you go pray about it, not only will Jesus speak to you, but he will begin to move things in the spiritual realm, and he will give you the wisdom, the keys, the steps you need to take in faith. Remember, like I said, prayer is what? Your prep work. So you got to go and pray, and he will give you the steps you need to take for that relationship. And sometimes we are afraid of prayer because you're afraid of the answers God's going to give you. But never be afraid of the answers God's going to give you. Sometimes he will say you need to pull a U-turn to get you back on the right highway in your life. Someone say prayer, prayer, prayer. Yeah. When you're worried about your family, you need to pray about it. When you're worried about your job, you need to go pray about it. When you're worried about your mental health, you need to go pray about it. When you're worried about your pastor, you need to go pray about it. When you're worried about the ways of life, you need to go pray about it. Hear the pastor this morning, everything by prayer. And sometimes you may not feel a single thing when you're praying. That's what's crazy about Christians, is pastors don't teach this. Pastors teach, oh, you just need to pray. And sometimes when you go, oh, Jesus, you don't feel nothing. Your lightning did not come. Your room was not shaken. Your feet turned cold because it was cold in the room. You didn't feel the shivers. You didn't feel the shaking. But what I need you to know is that when you pray in the secret place, he is always there. Sometimes he is testing your pursuit in your prayer. Because remember, we're talking about relationship, right? Come on, ladies. You know, sometimes you're in a relationship with a guy and you just give him the cold shoulder all day. Are you going to pursue me? You do it on purpose just so you can get him to pursue you? Come on. I'm not saying God's going to give you the cold shoulder, but God wants to see, how bad do you want me?
Amen.
How bad do you actually desire me? Because if you go into prayer without desire and passion, you're going to rub the genie bottle. Lord, I need this. Lord, I want this. He says, I want your passion first. I want love first. I want your faith first. Then you can ask anything and be of my will, and I'll give it to you. He says, seek me first in the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. You got to have the right seek. That's next week. That's next week. Halabakos. Thank you, Jesus. So you may not feel a single thing when you pray. You may not feel the heavens open when you pray. But I'm telling you, saints of God, if you pray long enough, if you pray deep enough, if you seek God more than enough that you've ever done before, you will experience a touch of God in your life. And I'm talking about the real, tangible touch of God. Because God is real. So if he is real, he can touch you in a real way. I want to encourage you, saints of God. There's been times that I've prayed, I felt nothing for 45 minutes. Nothing. I tried to sing, I tried to worship, I felt nothing. But then at the 50-minute mark, you see, sometimes God will test you on your fourth lap. He'll test you in the fourth quarter. When you said, Jesus, I'm about to end this prayer. I got nothing left in the tank, God. And that's when he will come and he will tangibly touch you. I want to encourage you this morning, saints of God. He is a real God and he can touch you in a real, tangible way. We're talking about the real. That's why I separate from religion. I'm all about relationship with God. Religion, you can't feel nothing with God. Religion, you get satisfaction from routine. But in relationship, you get satisfaction from intimacy. Oh, that's good. We'll get on that next week too. So, have you got the importance of prayer? He said, when you pray. When you pray. Now, watch what Jesus says next. Enter your closet. When you pray, enter your closet. Now, listen. It's crazy that Jesus is talking about prayer, and he points out a specific location. But he was using that location to teach a principle to the believers in that day, and that principle still stands strong to us today. Now, what I need you to know is that the cultural things going on this time in this text was that the people would pray on the street corners. The people would pray in the synagogues. The people would go on their rooftops and pray. And they would shout as loud as they could and pray as loud as they could, the same prayer over and over and over and over and over and over again. And Jesus says, I don't want you to do that. I want you to go to the closet. In those days, their heart was in the wrong place. They thought prayer was a grandioso thing to do. They thought that I was qualified as holy as long as other men heard me pray. So they were making prayer a qualification for man to approve them. Do you see what I'm saying? So Jesus was saying that if you pray to be seen by men, you'll surely have your reward. It comes from men. So Jesus is not limiting prayer to a closet, but he is bringing out a principle that says, to wake them up, that says that prayer is not for men. Prayer is for God. Prayer is not for other people. That's why when I come in and pray, I don't care who hears me. I don't care who sees me. I don't care if I got snot hanging out my nose, because my prayers ain't for you. My prayers is to God. This is so good. But do you see the principle Jesus is trying to teach there? He says, I need you to go to your closet. He says, I want you to go to a lowly place, a closet. That's where you go to hide things. Come on, Christmas is coming up, parents. You go and hide the toys in the closet, and you put it under a whole pile of clothes. Some of y'all, you've got that mountain of clothes in your closet right now, so no one else sees your laundry. Amen, I'm convicting myself. Closet is an insignificant place. Insignificant place. Now, some of y'all got the perfect closet, but not Pastor David. Amen. It's the insignificant place. The place where when you were a kid, you just shoved all the toys in it and closed the door and go, look, Mom, the room's clean. But really, what was in the secret place was really telling what was going on. I'll get to that in just a moment. You see, the closet is a secluded place. It's a cramped place. Unless you're blessed with a crazy big walk-in closet, there are most closets that are small, and you cannot fit more than one person in them at a time. Come on, somebody. It's a private place. It's a secret place. It's a place where others do not see you. A lot of times you go and you get dressed in the closet. You don't invite people to come hang out in your closet. Hey, Jeff, come in my house. Let's hang out in my closet, bro. You don't do that. It's a secret place. It's a place that only you know what's in there. I've helped people move before, and getting in their closet's weird for me. I'm like, I hope everything's bagged up. I don't want to see nothing. It's just weird. It's a secret place. Come on, somebody. So Jesus was using the closet to illustrate. He says, I want you to go a place where not everyone can join you. I want you to go to a place where you have swept everything under the rug. I want you to go to a place where not everyone can see your pretty side, but in the closet is your dirty side. I need you to go to a place where not everyone can't just come in and hang out with you, but it's a secret place. Someone say secret place. And Jesus is trying to teach us that when we pray, there is a kind of prayer that is meant to be only between you and between God, and that's it. How many knows there are different levels of prayer? There is corporate prayer. There is intercessory prayer, where you're with the mothers of the church, and you're praying over somebody, and you're holding hands with them. And there's one more level of prayer. It's the secret place prayer. And that's what Jesus is teaching right here. He is teaching us there is a kind of prayer that every person needs in their life, and it's the secret place prayer. The prayer that's only between you and God, and nobody else invited into it. Married couples, I encourage you, have a secret place prayer life. Without your husband, without your wife. And then after you leave the secret place, come together in unity. And then pray, intercede over your whole household. A lot of times in our Christian walk, we are missing the secret place. We know how to pray in church. We know how to pray when pastor says, okay, someone take somebody's hand. We're like, Jesus, we know how to take their hand. We know how to bless the food at Applebee's. Lord, I thank you for the cow that died for this steak. We know how to bless the food. Come on, somebody. And you know how to pray for somebody over the phone. Jesus, deliver her. You know how to do all those things. But there's one thing we've been missing, and it's the secret place prayer life. That's for you and God alone. That no one can join in. No cell phone can join in. No boyfriend, no girlfriend can join in. No dog can join in. No kitty cat can join in. But it's just you and God. And you say, when I'm in the secret place, I will not leave here until I find my answer. Secret place. Someone say secret place. You see, me and my wife, we've been married, and I will go away to my secret place. I'll go away to my office and close the door. And she knows that when that door is closed, she knows, oh, he's praying. So you know what she does? She didn't come and interrupt. She goes to her secret place. She closes that door. So we both praying in the secret place. We both come out. We both speaking in tongues. And we join hands. And we just come around the house in the name of Jesus. Come on, married couples. That's what you need. Married couples, you need a secret place. Can I talk to the married couples for just a moment? You need a secret place. I'll get to single people in just a second, too. Married couples, you need a secret place. I'm going to say it again. You need a secret place. Even if your husband ain't going into the secret place, when you get into the secret place, it will begin to shake the foundations of your household. Come on, saints of God. Men, we need a secret place. We need a secret place. God and our children. Men, when you are the priest of the home and you go into the secret place and you start praying to God and talking to God, it begins to shift things in your household. Each and every one of us needs a secret place. Well, amen. Single people, you need a secret place. You need a place that is outside of church. It is outside of your small group routine. It is outside of purpose groups. It is outside of prayer meeting. It is outside of corporate prayer. You need a place where it is just you and God. Jesus said, when you pray, enter your closet. Enter the secret place. There is another level of our Christian lives. And that's the secret place. If we get that, that's how revival starts to spread. Because if I go home through the week and I pray in my secret place, and then I come up in here and we join together in corporate prayer, and all of us has been in the secret place, we be laying hands on each other in the name of Jesus. We'd be fighting devils together, because you don't know that when sometimes what you needed to fight was going to be told to you in the secret place. A lot of times we got so many Christians doing this. You're just trying to fight everything in your life. And God says, if you come to my secret place, I will give you a specific thing to fight for this season. And sometimes it's not for you. Sometimes it's for somebody else in the church. And he says, this Sunday, while you're in the secret place, I need you to go and speak to them. You got to understand the importance of the secret place. It's from the secret place that God has told me what messages to speak. It's from the secret place that God has told me who to pray for, who to reach out to, who to text, and who to message. But you don't know. You don't know what people are going through. And a lot of times our surface corporate prayer will never get you to the place where he can speak to you prophetically. It's got to be in the secret place. That's good. If the only time you're getting charged up in prayer is on Sunday morning corporate prayer, something's wrong. Can I be pastor for a moment? A lot of us got convicted because you weren't even here for corporate prayer. Come on. I'm going to let that sink in for a moment. But there's got to be some times that your prayer life goes beyond corporate prayer. It goes deeper. It goes deeper. In relationship, you should always be wanting to go deeper. It's when you get stagnant in relationship, that's when relationships start having health problems. It's when married couples stop pursuing each other, that's when they have health problems in their relationship. You see, you got to understand, the condition of your secret place with God is the true telltale sign of the health of your relationship with Him. I'll say that again. The condition of your secret place with God is the true telltale sign of the health of your relationship with Him. I know I'm hitting deep, but we're gonna shout here in just a moment. Watch this. I know, it's okay. This one convicted me too. Because Jesus is saying to us this morning, I want to take my people to a deeper level. I want to take my people to a deeper level. Not just this surface thing, but a deeper level of relationship. And you can only do that when you have intimacy. If you were to observe a married couple and you say, let me observe the secret place. And in the secret place, they wasn't looking at each other. They wasn't talking to each other. They wasn't being vulnerable with each other. They weren't being open with each other. That's the true sign of their actual relationship. You can have it together on the outside, but it's the secret place that tells me what's your real relationship like. I'll get back to that in just a moment. I know, I'm going to let that sink in. You see, the secret place is a place not everybody can go to. I need you to know this morning, for some of you, the secret place may not be your closet. It may be your office. It may be a bedroom. For some of you, it may be coming to church when no one else is here and just praying at that altar in the secret place. For some of you, the secret place may be using the prayer room we have upstairs, and you're praying up there. But each and every one of us needs an actual secret place that you go to pray to God one-on-one. I've had youth over at our house before, and me and my wife, we have a nice house, and it's a blessing from the Lord. I'm so thankful. And the youth, they've been in our kitchen. They've seen our clean kitchen when they come. And the youth have seen our dining room table, and it's a clean dining room table when they come. And the youth, they've seen our living room with our flat screen TV and our PS5 gaming setup. Come on, I enjoy that sometimes. And they've seen even my guest room. That's all nice and pretty. And it's got Megan's collection of Disney things. The youth have even seen my office with my action figure collection and all my Bible study books and Hebrew, Greek Bibles, all that stuff. They've seen all of that. But there's one room that they do not go. That's our bedroom. Mm-hmm. You don't go in someone's bedroom. That's the secret place. That's the intimate place. You have to have a place where it's just you and God. If you get that this morning, please, please, please just let that sink into your spirit. You need a place that's just you and God. That's what Jesus said. He said, when you pray, go into your closet. Go into the secret place. And then watch what he says here. And then when you have shut your door, you know what that means? It means when you've turned off all the distractions. When you shut the door, it means you can't join me in here. It means I need some time alone in here. So a lot of times, we as Christians, we try to pray, but then the phone goes, the oven goes off, the laundry goes beep, 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 and all these distractions. Jesus is teaching us here, you have to go to the secret place in your closet, shut the door. It means you have to turn off distractions. A part of the secret place prayer life is turning off the distractions. The biggest killer to Christians in this modern era is distractions. Distractions. There are weights that slow us down that aren't even sin. That's what the Bible says. Let us strip off every weight, especially sin, which means all the stuff before wasn't sin. So there are some good things. I preached about this last time. There's some good things that are in our lives that we are too consumed with that have become a distraction. And so when you get into the secret place, God will reveal to you what that distraction is. But if you never meet with Him in the secret place, you'll never realize it's a distraction. Oh, that's good. So He says, close the door. And then what does He say? Pray to your Father who is in secret. Now, wait just a minute. wait just a minute. I thought God was everywhere. I thought God was omnipresent. He is everywhere at all times. What I want you to see is that your Father who is in secret, He is the God of the unseen. He's the God of mysteries, and He dwells in the secret place. There are some things you don't access in a relationship until you get into a secret place. Married couples, amen. It's in the secret place. That's where it's accessed and activated. God, the scripture says here, pray to your Father who is in secret. You got to understand that He's in the secret place, and that's where you can get to deeper levels with Him. And watch what He says here. And your Father who sees in secret. I want you to stop right there. Now, this scripture is about prayer. Prayer is an auditory thing. It's a heard thing. So when I read the scripture, I was confused. I said, Lord, now wait a minute. We're talking about prayer, and I would expect the scripture to say, and your Father who hears in secret. But Jesus said, your Father who sees in secret. So do you see the mystery starting to unfold here? That's where when you're reading the Bible, you got to kind of dive deep and go, wait a minute. What does that word see means? That word see in Greeks mean I look upon you voluntarily. It means I was not at a distance from you, but I was right there with you and my eyes were upon you in the secret place. So even though you didn't feel God, even though you didn't sense God, you have to know, saints of God, He is right there in the secret place and He says, I see you. He says, I see every tear you've cried. I've seen every tissue you've used to pray. I've seen all the times you laid on the floor and prayed over your family. I've seen all the times that you prayed for your body. I've seen all the times that Jesus said, your Father sees in the secret place. This reveals to us that God is on a whole nother level of relationship where we didn't even realize. So when we thought we went in the secret place and there was no one else there, you got in the secret place, you started praying, God steps in right into the secret place, and He says, I see you. That got intense right there, didn't it? I need you to know that this morning. Listen, when you pray, you have to be confident. You have to be confident and know that when you're praying, even though you don't hear anything in return or feel anything in return, He sees you. He says, I look upon you voluntarily. Which means He doesn't look upon you out of begrudgingly. Oh, there they are again. What do you want? That's not God. That's not what the Greek word there says. He says, I look upon you voluntarily, which means He is actually already in the secret place. He's already looking at you, ready for you to come. He's already in love with you. He's already passionate about you. And He says, I'm ready for you to come in the secret place. If you just come, I see every tear cried. I see every prayer prayed. Come on in, come on in, come on in. It's in the secret place. He sees you. He sees you. Ooh, I thank you, Lord. He sees you. You see, that's a revealing factor of how much God loves us. That right there, He sees in the secret, shows that He's not an absent God, but He is a present God. That's so good. Thank you, Lord. So He's right there with you at all times. He sees every tear you cried. He sees how tired you were when you prayed. He sees you. Next time you pray in the secret place, I need you to activate your faith mind, and I want you to envision the throne room. And I want you just to envision in your mind just literally Him there staring right at you. It will change your prayer life. Well, Pastor David, that's using your imagination. Well, imagination is a part of your faith. That's why God gave it to you in the first place. And you watch, God will do some crazy things. When you start thinking about His glory like that, He'll start revealing His glory to you. I know that's deeper teaching. We need to teach on that later on. So I'm going to encourage you. He sees you in the secret place. If you are only concerned with doing church things in front of other people, it means you've missed it. It means you've been doing it for man. That's what Jesus was teaching here. Jesus said the hypocrites do it for man. They do it to be seen by man. But when you pray in the secret, you're saying out of your heart, I don't want no one else to see this. I don't want no one else to hear this. All I want is God to see this. That right there is a place of vulnerability. That right there is true relationship with God. It's saying, God, even though no one else sees it, I don't need their satisfaction. I don't need their approval. God, I just want you. Thank you, Lord. Now watch this. What you got to understand from this sense of God is that not only does God hear you and see you, but when you are seeking God in your secret place, you are actually planting seeds. Seeds sown in the secret. You got to understand that you're planting seeds. When you are praying in the secret place, that's telling God, God, I'm going beyond the normal activity. I'm going beyond church. I'm going beyond these things, and I am pressing past my normal routine, and I'm coming to the secret place. And when you do that, you're sowing seeds. You're sowing seeds. I need you to know this morning that even though you may have been praying about something in the secret place for a very, very, very long time, the seed is still working. The seed is still working. I declare that over this body. The seed is still working. Everything you pray in the secret place, not only does he hear it, but he sees it. It's like sowing a seed right before his throne. And that's so true. When you prayed over your finances and no one's around to hear it, that was a seed sown. The tears you cried in the secret place, that was a seed sown. When you declared over your family in the secret place who don't believe nothing about God, that was a seed sown. You see, when you meet with God in the secret place, you are sowing seeds. You got to know that this morning, saints of God. You got to know that this morning, saints of God. And God will not let your seeds die. God will not let your seeds die, but you got to keep going in the secret place. You got to go and keep watering that seed. Keep praying for your family. Keep praying for your finances. Keep praying to God in the secret place, and you will see the harvest. Now watch this as I come to a close this morning. The scripture says here, watch this. Are you guys enjoying this morning? I know this is challenging. This is a challenging message, but it's good for our growth. You will never grow unless you're challenged. That's why we don't pacify nobody. We challenge you to grow. Amen. Watch this. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. The word in Greek there for reward means it's given to you in full payment. I'm going to say that again. It's given to you in full payment. What you thought no one else could recognize, what you thought was not moving a single thing, what you thought was not working, God says, I'm about to come through with full payment for you. He says, I'm coming through signed, sealed, and delivered, and it comes out openly. What you sowed in the secret has to come out in the open. Come on, somebody. So if you pray long enough for your family, watch that come signed, sealed, and delivered openly. They come walking into church. If you've been praying long enough for your body to be healed, keep praying long enough and watch it come signed, sealed, delivered, and full payment openly in your life. I need someone to give God praise this morning, because you got to know the seeds you've sown in the secret come openly for your life. I need you to believe that with your faith. Believe that with your spirit, that when you pray in the secret this place and in this week, Jesus says he will reward you openly. Your Father says it is signed, sealed, and delivered. It comes to you in full payment. He says, I will repay you for every tear you cried. I will trade you I will give you beauty for your ashes. Come on, somebody. But you got to give it to him in the secret place, and it's coming to you in full payment. I declare and decree, it's coming to this body in full payment. Every prayer you prayed, it's coming to you in full payment in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and stand up this morning. I feel you, Lord. When no one else saw the seed, God did. And he steps in and he says, I heard your prayers. I saw you cry the tears. And God says this morning to you, saints of God, I'm moving the pieces for your blessing. But I need you to believe that. This word this morning will get flushed down the toilet if you do not believe it. This whole preaching message this morning will have been for nothing if you don't believe it. I can hand someone sunblock, but if they don't put it on, they're still going to get burned. So listen to your pastor this morning. The seeds you've sown in the secret are not dead. I feel you, Lord. The seeds you've sown in the secret are not dead. Sometimes you've got to go back to the secret place and continue to water the seed. Sometimes some of you in here, you've been praying for an open door. Open door to witness to your family, or an open door to speak to someone, and it hasn't come yet. Keep watering the seed in the secret place. It will not die. It will not die. I implore you to believe that this morning. Jesus said it. Pray to your Father who is in secret, And your Father who sees in the secret will, someone say will, reward you openly. You've got to believe that this morning. He will reward you openly. So I want to encourage you this week, find your secret place where it's just you and God. Because if there is no secret place, that tells me the real level of your relationship with Christ. Oh, I know that's challenging right there. That's challenging, but it's good. And I do not come to condemn anybody. I come to say this morning, you need the secret place. Let me tell you, Pastor David, I've come into wisdoms and revelations and directions for my life in the secret place. When I was about to mess up in a relationship and I went to the secret place, I said, God, is she the one? And I didn't get no answer. But that night when I dreamed, he gave me the answer. He's like, no. And God will be that simple to you. Sometimes you try to make things so complicated in your prayer life. God, if this is it, send down the purple hippos. And God's saying, no. No. Prayer don't have to be hard. A lot of times we're afraid of the secret place because you're afraid of being vulnerable. All that hit deep. But vulnerability leads to healing. A relationship can never be built upon until there's vulnerability. There are things that me and Megan have discussed in our secret place in our bedroom that I will never tell y'all. And there's been some jokes. We made a joke last night. I will not tell none of you. It was our time of vulnerability. She's laughing because it made her laugh for 10 minutes. It was a good joke. Maybe sometime down the road. I want to encourage you. The secret place is where you will find a deeper level of relationship with Christ. The secret place. Now, this whole message was not just for me. This whole message was from Scripture. Y'all saw the Scripture, right? Jesus said, but you, someone say me. When you what?
Pray.
When you what?
Pray.
When you what?
Pray.
Yeah, and he said, enter your closet. Mm-hmm. Someone say, enter your closet.
Enter your closet.
Which is the secret place.
The
then he said,
shut your door.
Which means turn off the distractions. And then what does he say again? Pray. 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 Pastor David, is prayer really that serious? Yes, it's so important to you. It is as important as drinking water. Some of y'all, we need to drink some water. Amen. Amen. Prayer is important. Then he said, your Father is in the secret. Your Father's in the secret place. And your Father who what? Sees. These are words from Jesus. He guaranteed you this. He promised you this. The greatest pastor to ever live, Jesus said this. Your Father sees and he rewards you openly. I need you to take this message this week and I want you to run with it. I want to encourage you, Pastor David, that's another level. I've never really prayed in a secret place before. Start with 30 minutes. Start with 30 minutes. Put on worship for 10 minutes and sit there and say nothing. Don't say a single word. And then for 20 minutes, pray. And don't have to, listen, some of us think, you know, we've heard Bishop T.D. Jakes pray. I've heard Pastor Michael Todd pray, Pastor Stephen Furtick pray, and you think you've got to be on the same level as them, but you don't. Prayer is open conversation. Sometimes prayer for me is, God, I'm tired today. And he will give you the strength you need. Sometimes prayer is, God, I'm frustrated about this. And he will lift the burden off your shoulders. It is an open conversation with God. And it is just as important as oxygen to your lungs. Be encouraged about that. Saints of God, listen. Oh, I feel you, Lord. Every battle you faced can be overcome in the secret place. It can be overcome in the secret place. So I want to encourage you this week, find a room where no one else can join you. No distractions can come in. Turn the phone off. It'll feel awkward at first. But listen, saints of God. When we do this, you will see crazy growth in your life. You will see crazy faith happen in your life, because prayer is the prep work to your faith. You will see crazy miracles begin to take place in your life. A lot of times we don't see those things because we haven't been praying in the secret place. That's so good. So this morning, I'm going to just pray corporately over everybody. And listen, if this message challenged you this morning, good. It challenged me too. If you're saying, Pastor David, at home, I got all these kids, I got all the dogs, I got this and that. Well, come to the prayer room at the church. Amen. Come on ultimate worship nights and go just lay on the floor. You will make a way to do what you want to do. In a relationship, if you love somebody, you will make a way. They won't wait for a way, you'll make a way. And when you're really expecting, you'll make a way before the door even opens. You got to make a way. You got to say, God, I love you so much, I will put down the TV show this week and just spend time with you instead. You got to love God so much that you say, God, I won't go out Friday night with my friends. I'll spend time with you instead. And when you begin to do that, your relationship with Christ will go deeper, wider than you've ever experienced before. Amen? Thank you, Lord. So I'm just going to pray a corporate prayer over everybody. And listen. If this challenged you, let it challenge you this week. The seed sown in the secret will not die. But you got to go and keep watering and watch God reward you openly. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you for this word that you've spoken this morning. Thank you, God, for bringing back up the importance of the secret place. Lord, where no one else sees our tears, but you see. Where no one else fears, no one else feels our bodies, but you feel it, God. So God, we ask that you challenge each and every person in this church, each and every person watching online. We ask, Lord, that you would challenge them in the name of Jesus to spend time this week in the secret place. And God, when we do, we thank you that you will, not maybe, but Lord, you will reward us openly. You will reward us openly. You will, Lord, send it to us in full payment. You will, Lord, send it to us signed, sealed, and delivered. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, that as we go into the secret place this week, you'll begin to speak to some people who have not heard you ever in their life. Yes, Lord. People who have never felt you tangibly would feel you, Lord, like I feel you. People who have never heard your voice would begin to hear your voice, Lord. They begin to experience the real God, not the fake God. So, Lord, we thank you. And, Lord, we give you our lives. We give you our purpose, our destiny. And we thank you, Lord, that you're in the secret place. And we will seek you this week. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Let's go ahead and clap for that. Yes. Amen. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Listen, what I want you to do for a moment. Excuse me. I just want you to go up to someone you did not come with, give them a hug, and just say, I love you, brother. I love you, sister. Can we do that this morning? Go up to someone, give them a hug you didn't come up with. Say, I love you, brother. Love you, sister. Amen. Come on. Get out of your seat. Come on. Go up to somebody. Just share the love of Christ. Amen. Just share the love of Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're a body of Christ. Amen. We love each other. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Love you, bro.
Love you, brother. Love you, man. Love you. Amen. 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 Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Come on up here. Amen.
By my knees.
His way. Lord, you're so good. So, Father, we just seal this word. We seal the spirit of love, and we seal this with peace and with joy. And, Lord, we thank you that we have received this word today. And, Lord, it is planted, and it multiplies 30, 60, 100-fold. And, Lord, we ask that you have your way in our lives. In Jesus' holy, mighty name. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, let's go ahead and clap. He's so good. Amen. Woo!